Hi there. The word for you today is step into the water. In Matthew 3, verse 17, we read, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." When Jesus was baptized, the Bible says the heavens were opened to him, and suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." That day when Jesus stepped into the River Jordan, he was stepping into the fullness of God's plan and purpose for his life. Those waters were teeming with the sins of mankind. John had baptized multitudes of converts there, their sins figuratively passing from them into the sea of God's forgetfulness, just like the waters of the River Jordan ended up in the Dead Sea. Now, maybe you're appalled at the idea of Jesus wading into sin, but he was doing it to fulfill the purpose of God, redemption for you and me. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, "He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Jesus was exactly where God wanted him to be, and he was doing exactly what God wanted him to do. That's why the Father announced, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." There's an important lesson here for us, and it's this. Doing God's will sometimes means stepping into messy situations and troubled waters. But when you obey God and do what he says, you won't have to speak up for yourself or fight for yourself. God will command whatever forces are involved to yield to you, honor you, listen to you, and even bless you. You won't have to flounder around for the right answer or wonder if something is right for you. God will give you the ability and the resources you need. Why? Because you're where he wants you to be, doing what he wants you to do. So, the word for you today is step into the water.